With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Tamara Thornton. News is brought to you by Automation 505 Richmond Street in Chatham. Tecumseh Park and a section of downtown Chatham streets were closed this morning due to an ongoing police investigation. Police say they responded to a weapons incident on King Street West just after 2 o'clock this morning. Investigators say four individuals were involved in a physical fight, resulting in injuries to three of them. Two people have already been released from the hospital. The third has been transported to a hospital in London. Police believe this was an isolated incident. A 55-year-old man is facing a pair of charges after he allegedly broke into someone's home and assaulted them. Police say they were called to a Talbot Street West address in Blenheim shortly before 11:30 yesterday morning, adding that the victim and the man who assaulted him were involved in a civil dispute. Officers say the accused forced his way into the victim's home before assaulting him, causing a minor physical injury. After tracking down the suspect, police charged him with assault and break and enter. He was then released with conditions and a future court date. Chatham-Kent has developed a new drug strategy to deal with the ongoing opioid crisis. Reporter Matt Weaverink has the latest ahead of tonight's municipal council meeting.
Chatham-Kent council members are set to receive a report at tonight's meeting recommending the municipality spend $300,000 to pay a drug strategy coordinator for the next 2 years. Chatham-Kent's Director of Public Health, Teresa Bendo, says the plans they have don't usually work unless there is a full-time dedicated person in charge to make sure it's moving forward. Council approved the drug strategy in late 2019. That was put on hold for a couple of years because public health officials were busy dealing with the COVID-19 pandemic. The latest data from CK Public Health shows Chatham-Kent has higher rates of opioid-related hospitalizations, emergency department visits, and deaths compared to the province. Matt Weaverank, cknewstoday.ca.
Ontario Liberal leader Bonnie Crombie says that if she wins the 2026 election, she will not introduce a provincial carbon tax as part of her climate policy. The position comes after the Tories have spent months tying Crombie to the federal carbon price, even running ads calling her the queen of the carbon tax. Crombie says she plans to promote public transit, protect water and sensitive land, decarbonize Ontario's energy grid, and support other energy-efficient policies. She hasn't commented on the federal carbon tax, which is set to increase next month. In sports, former Maple Leaf Wayne Simmonds has announced his retirement from the NHL. The Scarborough native played over 1,000 games in the league across multiple teams. He plans to sign a one-day contract with Philadelphia in April in order to retire a Flyer. Only two games in the NHL tonight. Calgary will try to pick up its third win in a row as the Flames face the Washington Capitals, and Buffalo is in Seattle. In the NBA, there's no rest for the Detroit Pistons. One night after losing on a buzzer beater to Miami, they take on the first-place Boston Celtics. And March Madness will soon be upon us. Defending champion UConn is the overall number one seed in the men's tournament, with Michigan State as number nine. The forecast, mainly cloudy tonight with a chance of snow and some gusty winds. The low is -4 with a wind chill of -12. Cloudy skies and gusty winds again tomorrow. A chance of snow or rain will taper off throughout the day. The high is 4 degrees. I'm Tamara Thornton. For more on these and other stories, go to cknewstoday.ca.